One, two, three, four.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
I'm a professional writer and your resident lyricist.
And I'm a professional musician and your resident composer.
And together, we toss up a new song each week.
Using a random music genre.
And a random topic.
That's right. Using our proprietary, patented, puffy, industrial strength cellospinner, we randomize over 500 music genres.
Hit the random article button on Wikipedia to get our topic.
Yep. Tell our listeners what we did last week, Shannon.
Last week, we wrote a honky-tonk song about the presidential palace in... Cyprus.
Yes, in Nicosia, the capital of Cyprus.
Yes.
Seems cool. I want to go.
Yeah.
Still on my list. Haven't been there yet since our last episode.
Go figure.
Haven't had a little time for that.
Hey, I'm taking your line. Why don't we see what we're doing this week,
Whoa.
Boo?
Wow. Jumping right in.
Yeah.
Shannon's like, enough small talk, idiot. Let's go.
Enough chit chat. Got places to be.
People to see. Yeah, let's fire it up, the salad spinner, that is, and get our genre and topic.
I ruined it.
This week, we're writing a song in the style of... Cumbia!
About... Prusak space.
All right, cumbia. Tell me.
I am most familiar with cumbia music because back when we lived together on 139th Street,
yeah,
it would be blasting out of our neighbor's windows at like 7 a.m. on a Sunday.
Yes, it is a Latin American music genre that involves a lot of percussion and fairly high active vocals.
Yeah, it's very upbeat and up tempo. That means the same thing.
Right.
And high energy is what I'm trying to communicate. Yes,
yes, yes. And not too much variation in tempo or style or harmonic interest. What I'm trying to say is most of the cumbia songs I've heard sound pretty similar to each other.
Yeah, they have, they really all kind of, fall in the same groove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But definitely lots more to explore there because I'm sure it comes from folk music genres from Latin America, so we should find out what that all entails.
A lot of Latin American genres do come from folk traditions and then also have associated dances with them. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there is cumbia dancing.
And what is this Prusak space?
Prusak.
Apostrophe S.
So Prusak is a name of somebody, I'm assuming.
The love song of J. Alfred Prusak.
Dumb. Let's just read the first sentence because otherwise we have no idea.
In human anatomy, Prusak's space is the small middle ear recess bordered laterally by the flaccid part of shrapnel's membrane, superiorly by the scutum, a sharp bony spur that is formed by the superior wall of the external auditory canal, and lateral malleal ligament inferiorly by the lateral process of the malleus and medially by the neck of the malleus.
That was a very long first sentence.
What did I just say?
It's a spot. It's a divot inside of your ear.
Did I just incant something?
Yeah, you summoned the ghost of Prusak by doing this. Yeah, it's a little it's a dent inside your ear.
It's an ear dent.
And Scott was just describing all of the different things that are around it.
And the pictures on this Wikipedia article give me no sense of where in my body this is.
Yeah, I mean, it says it's in your middle ear, but it's also the diagrams I'm looking at, I do not recognize as a part of my anatomy. So,
no. Okay.
Okay.
Let's take a trip down south and find out more about cumbia.
Andiamo. Oh, wait, that's Italian. Ven conmigo.
Ven conmigo.
There we go.
Which was the title of my high school Spanish textbook.
Yeah, that's the only reason I know that.
Great. Here we go. Cumbia. All right. So, cumbia is originally Colombian.
Yes.
It is the national dance of Colombia.
Cool.
And it is a mostly a specific rhythm.
Right.
Also a specific musical sound that comes from a pretty common set of instruments in a cumbia ensemble. But that has obviously, over the years, morphed depending on what country your style of cumbia is coming from and when the cumbia was created.
Yeah, and you said it has a couple different influences to it, and then it also depends, again, like you said, where it comes from, like where this particular cumbia comes from.
Where'd you get your cumbia?
Where did you get that cumbia? I love that cumbia. I love that cumbia for you. I love that color of cumbia. But it has broadly three cultural influences: African, indigenous, and European.
Makes sense.
According to Wikipedia, the predominant African influence is the rhythm of the drums, the movement, and the dress, while the indigenous-based flute, as you'll hear, there's flute instrumentation in it,
yep.
blends in the melody, and the European influence provides some of the variations in the choreography, so especially when we're talking about dance.
Yeah. I guess it was born on the Caribbean coast of Colombia, where it was originally an African courtship dance that then evolved with the addition of these other European and indigenous elements. So the musical ensemble that originally played cumbia consisted of five instruments: the caña de milo, which is also known as a millet cane, or a pito, which is a type of clarinet; the tambor mayor, which is a drum held between the legs, played with both hands; the llamador, a drum balanced on the knee, played with one hand; the bombo, a two-headed drum played with two sticks; and a rattle, usually the guache, which is a tubular rattle filled with seeds, or maracas, which you're probably more familiar with; and then these flutes called gaitas. Usually there's more than one of them. So that is the conjunto de cumbia, also known as the cumbiamba.
The ensemble?
The ensemble of instruments, yeah.
Cool. Can we talk about the rhythm? Like, how do you describe this rhythm?
So it's very regular. It's sort of a four on the floor, where the lower pitch drums, the like bigger drum that you're holding between your legs, just is keeping that steady, like, boom, 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 boom rhythm. But then the accented beat is a syncopated beat that's usually the what's called the So if you're thinking 16th notes, you have one E and a as the four 16th notes, right? So you have one E and a, two E and a, three. So boom, ka-gong, ka-gong, right? So usually you're accenting the on the first beat and then the and on the second beat. So one, a, two, and one. A two.
Yeah.
Right? That's the cumbia beat.
So on Wikipedia, I like this description. It said, "Music of the cumbia is easily recognized by its binary rhythm and short phrases, which never descend and finalize, but seem to repeat continuously."
Yeah, and you'll hear this in some of the vocal styles, especially of like popular artists today, like Bad Bunny, who's a Puerto Rican artist who does a lot in the cumbia style, where like his vocal melodies are usually something like and it never like ends or goes down. It's always like left hanging like that, you know?
Yeah, whenever this music is played. So we made a joke about how our neighbors would always blast cumbia music. And they're blasting it out of a neighboring apartment building. So you can really only hear the bass with clarity.
Right.
And because it's a lot of the same rhythm and it seems to repeat continuously, if you're listening to song after cumbia song. It right. just sounds like one really long cumbia song.
So there's a funny thing in this article I found on a Colombian like culture tourism website that the heading is "How do you dance to it?"
Oh.
About cumbia. So here's what it says: cumbia should really be danced at night with couples dancing in a circle around seated musicians.
Oh,
the woman makes shuffling steps while the man moves in a sort of zigzag around her. At night, women hold bundles of candles wrapped in colored handkerchiefs in their right hands. Doesn't say why, it just says that.
That's kind of terrifying to dance with lit candles.
And handkerchiefs are flammable. Nowadays, traditional cumbia is only really performed at carnivals, and candles are not used during the day, although handkerchiefs are.
I want to look up a video of this kind of dance.
Do it.
Okay.
In the meantime, let's play an example.
Yeah.
So let's do an older cumbia example first, just to show something that's a little bit more traditional in its sound. Let's go with Eres Mi Canción by Rubén Blades, who's from Panama. He is a Grammy Award winning artist, and this was from 1996. You can hear some of the traditional instruments in there. In addition to the ones that I listed off that are like the most traditional, these cumbia songs will often include guitars and accordion. So obviously that song featured the accordion. Did you find a dance video, Shannon?
So I found a traditional dance performance in Colombia.
Uh-huh.
And it's an ensemble of men and women, and they're not dancing like in a circle around the musicians or anything. So I'm not exactly sure if this is quite specifically the same thing, but the women have these big like white dresses with flowy, froofy skirts, which they are holding for the most part while they dance. And they're able to like, the skirts are so large, they're able to hold them and move their arms and not like impede their arm motion.
Cool.
And I get what they were saying. They said like the women have this kind of like shuffly step versus the guys, which like zigzag around them. And you can definitely see like it's a lot of like small little steppy steps.
Sure.
And like there's like accompanying hip movements.
Ooh.
But it's all with the... But the lower half of the body is very still.
Huh.
Like there's not like a ton of lateral motion. It's all like little small movements.
Yeah, the music and the dance are both energetic, but it's not anything that looks like exhausting. You know what I mean? Like it looks like you could do this for a long time and not get tired.
I mean, at least in this one example of whatever this is.
Sure. But it's not like a, as you know, energetic a dance as like flamenco or something.
Right.
It seems.
Sure.
So in the video you found, there's also the traditional instrumental ensemble that includes like the drums and the clarinet and all that. And then the melody that this guy is playing is that kind of a short melody that repeats a lot and doesn't really have a resolution. It's like bum ba bum bum ba da ba da bum ba bum bum ba da ba da. Over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So let's talk about what makes the more modern cumbia songs different. The beat is generally the same, but obviously the instrumentation has changed. So a lot of these percussion instruments will still be used, but you'll also incorporate electronic percussion to have that more of a R&B or hip hop kind of a kick drum sound, keeping that four on the floor going with other Latin percussion happening over it. And then electronic elements of synthesizers and things, in addition to some of these guitars and other instruments.
There are a lot of cumbia remixes of popular songs.
Yeah.
So if you can imagine, like, you know, what a techno remix of a pop song sounds like, it's that, but with that cumbia beat.
Da, right.
Da, 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 da.
And vocally, it's become a mix of singing and rap. And a lot of this sort of like half sung, half spoken kind of a thing, which brings me back to another example I want to play of Bad Bunny, who is this very popular Puerto Rican artist right now. So here is one of his songs called Mayores, featuring Becky G. So I think this is the kind of sound I want to go for.
Okay. Bad Bunny.
This kind of modern cumbia beat in a hip-hop pop song.
Okay. That's fun.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Something we can play for our neighbors.
All right. I guess we have to now learn about this little dent in your ear.
Yeah. Give me this ear hole.
Give me this ear hole. Cool. What a cool thing to say to the world, Scott.
There's so much audio of me that exists saying things.
I was just thinking about that the other day. Like, wow, you could really make me, like, you could take my voice and put it through one of those, like, AI voice generator things. Right. And I would have given people a lot of material.
Well, you know, there's those videos of, like, people that have cut together Barack Obama's speeches to make him say, like, song lyrics and things.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like picking one word out. You could definitely do that with us. But then on the other hand, you could also use us as like text to speech because we've probably said most words by this point.
We've said most words.
Yes. It's true.
So if anyone out there is a programmer and wants to make that song salad bot.
Song salad bot.
Yeah.
Song salad soundboard.
Yeah.
All right. To the ear.
To the ear.
Hey, come with me to Prusak Space.
It sounds like a weird kids show. Prusak's. Oh, Prusak.
Prusak.
Right?
Yes, yeah, sorry, yeah. He's Russian. Alexander Prusak was the man who named this space and discovered it. He was a otologist, which I guess is a ear person.
An ear person.
A branch of medicine which studies normal and pathological anatomy and physiology of the ear. So he lived from 1839 to 1897, discovered this space, which is a little like pocket in your middle ear.
Yeah. And it took Scott and I a very long time to understand where this was. The diagrams on Wikipedia are not helpful at all.
No, they don't look like a part of the body.
No, and they also don't have it labeled on the diagram.
No, you have to Google other labels of Prusak space in order to find it.
Yeah, so the significance of this little space is really the most important or interesting part about it.
Sure.
Because, like, yeah, you could, like, name, I don't know, like, a part of, you know, your leg where there isn't other stuff.
Well, but, like, that's what I was thinking, too. Like,
yeah.
Your ear has a lot of negative space in it.
Yeah.
Just because there are canals and things. So, like, do you get to just choose, like, you know, this little half-inch part I'm going to call Scott's space?
Yeah. It's like I've named part of the empty space inside my mouth the deep space. but anyway, but there is
if there's many of them, one could be Deep Space Nine.
Oh my God. But the reason that this space isn't just, you know, an empty piece of your ear, and why it's significant is because there is a problem that can arise with this space. And that problem is called a cholesteatoma.
Cholesteatoma.
Cholesteatoma. And what that is basically your eardrum sheds skin cells or sheds cells like most of the rest of your body. And normally, if your ear is functioning properly, those cells get, you know, out of your ear.
They just like shed and just like fall away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you have a cholesteatoma, they collect in Prusak's space and they keratinize, which I think is like they turn into keratin, and they like clump together and they form this kind of invasive and expanding mass.
Gross.
In your ear, and it can cause discharge and it can cause hearing loss, and it's actually very serious because it can also damage your nerves, and even in like really intense cases can like affect your brain.
That's so scary.
Yeah. So scary. You can treat it, and 98% of people who have this get either discharge and or hearing loss in the affected ear. So there are like obvious signs that it's happening.
But it's easy to just remove, it seems.
It doesn't seem like it's that easy.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It will take, I believe it does take surgery.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, this little space in your ear, important, discovered by Alexander Prusak, and can be the site of this malady.
So
that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Do we have an idea of how big it is? It's very small, this space, right?
Very small. Let me Google.
How big is Prusak's space?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah,
apparently.
I can't find a like 2 millimeters by 1.8 millimeters or anything like that.
Clearly more research needs to be done on Prusak's space.
But not by us.
But not by us.
Yeah.
Save that for doctors.
For otologists. Otologists.
Yeah. Okay. How to cumbiaize this? Oh, wow. Shannon just had an epiphany.
Okay. So your eardrum is a drum.
It is.
And, yeah, your tympanic membrane, which, you know, same etymology as the word tympani.
True.
AKA your eardrum. I bet you there's like a fun play we could do with like drumming and like talk about the rhythm.
Okay.
Like the rhythm of your ear hole.
The rhythm of your ear hole. Wow.
And Prusak's space is this little ear hole.
That was the original title of The Rhythm of the Night.
Yeah. The rhythm of your ear
hole. Okay.
Okay.
Work on that.
Okay.
I'm actually going to talk about one more thing I forgot to mention before we move on to finding out what your lyrics are.
All right.
There are some novelty cumbia songs that have come up recently, one of them being about the coronavirus.
Cool.
It is called La Cumbia del Coronavirus by Mr. Cumbia. I'll play a little bit of it, and then I'll tell you what the lyrics are.
Cool.
This is a U.S.-based artist named Mr. Cumbia. He sings that the world is on edge because of a sickness that broke out in China. Then he urges listeners to be alert, saying, "Let's be attentive. We have to take care. So let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. That's why I made this song. The best thing to do is prevention. We need to take care. Pay attention." And then he reminds listeners to wash their hands and avoid touching their faces and use disinfectant because es muy efectivo.
Disinfectant, muy efectivo. You heard it here first, guys.
So, wow, even the coronavirus has its own cumbia song. And so will Prusak Space.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Very curious, deep.
Well, I live to satisfy your curiosity, Scott.
Tell me about your deep space.
Okay. I did go with the idea that, like, the eardrum is a rhythm instrument.
It's the party place.
Yes.
The body.
Yes, indeed. And that basically, like, the place from which to experience this music is Prusak's space.
Okay.
Kind
cool.
of.
Great.
So just a little verse that like can intro the concept, but then I think we want to spend the most time on the chorus, right? Because
yeah,
that's like the
course.
Fun part of these songs.
Of course. Yep.
Okay. So here we go. The secret space inside where Cullus Titomas hide.
Oh boy.
Holds a hidden, unbidden rhythm from within.
Ooh.
And then here is the chorus. Yeah, the beat's in your ear now. It's all you can hear now. Dance all night to the beat of your eardrum. Dance to the hidden rhythm. Yeah. Dance to the hidden rhythm from within.
Ooh.
Hidden rhythm from within.
Sexy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, this is a very sexy genre.
It is a sexy genre.
Especially in the more like pop, hip hop forward versions.
Right.
It's like the dancing is like very sensual.
True.
Yeah.
I love picturing the eardrum as like the Jumanji box.
Yes!
You know,
that's exactly. Just like pulsating.
Pulsating.
Like,
the rhythm's got to get out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I also love the idea of someone going to their doctor to be like, I just keep hearing like,
what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Is there any cure?
I can't stop dancing to cumbia. It's inside me. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's it.
Nice.
Simple.
I also
fun.
Love that Prusak Space is sort of like the most ideal concert venue for this music, you know? It's
yeah.
like the Red Rocks amphitheater of the body.
Yeah, you can hear it all. The acoustics are great.
Fantastic acoustics in
yeah.
Prusak Space. All right. Cool. I have some beats.
Beats? Great.
Yes.
Do they go like this? Do, do, do,
do. They do. And you'll hear that it's a combination of an electronic beat doing that and also Latin percussion. So
cool.
here's sort of like the beat on its own, followed by the Latin percussion, and then a little bit of what they sound like together.
Nice.
I also have maracas as an extra layer. And I've got a couple synthesizer layers too. So I have a bass that's following the same sort of pattern rhythmically as the rest of the percussion. So here's the bass. I have a sort of melodic chordal synthesizer playing our chord structure.
Nice.
And then I have a higher synth doing sort of like a repetitive arpeggio kind of a thing that, let's just say, that's replacing what like the clarinet or flute would be in traditional cumbia music, is this higher synthesizer.
Yeah, cool. I like that.
And then I noticed listening to some of these examples that vocally there's a lot going on. There's a lot of harmony. There's a lot of like extra layers of vocals happening that are providing a lot of the like texture of the songs, and a lot of like call and response kind of things, like little interjections. So I think we should incorporate that too to give it more of an authentic sound.
I love that.
So here we are with The Hidden Rhythm from Within. Is that our title?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's very hard to say fast, but I like the title.
The Hidden Rhythm from Within.
Yeah.
A cumbia song.
About Prusak's space, a little open spot in your ear.
On purpose. It's supposed
purpose.
To be there. Don't worry. It's not
yeah,
a mistake.
It's not like a Lego that's missing that like... Yeah.
By Shannon and Scott.
Hidden Rhythm from Within 2020. centered as God.
The secret space inside, where cholesteatomas hide, holds a hidden, unbidden rhythm from within. Yeah, the beat's in your ear now. It's all you can hear now. Dance to the hidden rhythm from within. Yeah, the beat's in your ear now. It's all you can hear now. Dance to the hidden rhythm from within.
The hidden
dance all night
from within. 2020
dance all night.
Shatters God
inside.
Probably gonna have that stuck in my head.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
In my ear.
It's so. I mean, it's an earworm.
Truly,
this rhythm is an earworm.
Uh huh.
It just gets inside you.
Won't escape.
Mm-mm.
What if you had a worm living in your Prusak space?
Ooh. Ooh.
We should write a children's musical about that.
Zach, like the Prusak's worm.
Zach Prusak's Cumbia worm.
My God, this is getting extremely convoluted.
I feel like the best children's material is convoluted.
Yeah?
Yes, because kids just get it and adults are like, this is strange. You know what I mean?
No. What super convoluted children's story do you think is like really popular?
Like every Nickelodeon show from when we were growing up. Like Rocko's Modern Life is super convoluted.
Yeah, okay. But yeah.
Or like Angry Beavers.
That wasn't convoluted.
They're beavers.
Yeah, they're just beavers.
But why are they talking?
That's not. You can't be like, it's really convoluted when animals talk in children's shows. That's bonkers.
The things they did were convoluted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. This is weird.
Fine. Whatever. You didn't play with me in the Prusak space.
I don't know. I don't know how to add to this. Like, I don't know.
I'm just saying, children's stuff is best when it's weird.
Okay, weird, yes, but convoluted, I don't know. I mean, I guess when I think about, like, Eureka's Castle,
uh-huh.
Or, like, even Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff.
It's like a mishmash of some things. Fraggle Rock? Also yeah,
all of the Jim Henson stuff is strange.
Yeah, just like a lot of explanation is sort of needed to get you to the world.
Right.
Yeah.
But kids just kind of bypass that explanation phase and are just like, I'm in.
Yeah. No, totally. They're just there for the story.
Right.
Yeah. They don't need to be convinced.
This bear does have a big blue couch.
Yeah. Obviously, why wouldn't the bear have a big blue couch?
Okay.
If
you want to dance to more of our hits, you can find them at songsaladpodcast.com.
Yeah, we have a lot of other Latin genres that we've covered over the years.
Probably the most similar was our reggaeton episode.
Oh, yeah.
Which was about being blind? It was about bats?
Yeah, it was about a star-nosed bat.
Right.
It was called Radar?
Suits. Te Tango and Me Radar or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. Listen to that one.
Yeah.
Have a little like Latin festival with our music.
Oh my God.
It's really authentic.
Yeah, extremely authentic. You can also find us on social media. You can go to Twitter at SongSaladCast or Facebook, Song Salad Podcast - the produce section to chat with us in our group. You can also chat with other vegetarians like yourselves.
And thank you to our Patreon donors.
Thank you all.
If you want to become a Patreon donor, go to patreon.com/songsalad. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And this has been Song Salad.
Eat
Nothing's good for your ears.
Cucumbias.
Cumbia curse.
1, 2, 3, 4.